To this day, it's the biggest flood in California's recorded history. It put Sacramento underwater, but what about this portion of the San Joaquin Valley? The local story of the flood of 1861 and 1862 on this edition of KVPR's Central Valley Roots. On December 9, 1861, an atmospheric river storm hit California. The rain continued all the way until January 20th. Sacramento saw 37 inches of rain. Much of the city was underwater. Governor Leland Stanford took a rowboat to his inauguration ceremony. An estimated 4,000 people died, and damages topped $3 billion in today's dollars. The southern San Joaquin Valley saw major flooding as well, but most valley cities didn't exist in 1862, and the population was sparse. While the entire valley was not submerged, low-lying areas were. The valley's rivers and natural lakes rose, creating a waterway 250 to 300 miles long and 20 miles wide. At present-day Bakersfield, the Kern River shifted its course to the north, and settlements on the Kern Island were destroyed. Near Porterville, the Tule River changed its course, cutting a new channel a mile to the south. There were reports of redwood and cedar logs strewn about the valley floor. On the Kaweah Delta, the floodwaters carved out a new river, the St. John's, and left Visalia under several feet of water, melting around 40 adobe buildings. And along the Kings River, the early town of Scottsburg was washed away. It was an estimated 500 to 1,000-year flood event, but scientists today say the likelihood of such extreme storms will only grow thanks to climate change. For KVPR's Central Valley Roots, I'm Joe Moore.